All right, so today we're really diving deep into the world of affordable hearing aids. Specifically, we're going to be taking a close look at Audion Atom.
Yeah, this should be interesting. There's definitely a buzz, no pun intended, around these types of hearing aids right now.
Definitely. And a lot of what we're seeing is this focus on being budget-friendly.
Mm.
But we want to know, like, do they actually deliver?
Right, because affordable and effective aren't always the same thing, are they?
Exactly. Now, their marketing features this story about a woman named Evelyn. Have you had a chance to see that?
I have, yeah.
Her experience with hearing loss, it just feels very relatable. You know, like, I think a lot of people listening have either experienced it themselves or know somebody.
Oh, absolutely. That gradual hearing loss that she talks about, it's incredibly common,
mm-hmm.
especially as, you know, we age. And you know what? A lot of people, they tell me about this feeling of being isolated.
Yeah.
Missing out on conversations. It's more than just missing a few words. It's this feeling of being left out.
It's like you're on the outside looking in.
Exactly.
And it's got to be incredibly frustrating, especially when it starts to impact your relationship.
It can be really tough. And, you know, with Evelyn, what really got me was how she hit a wall with traditional hearing aids. $5,000. That's a significant amount of money.
It's a huge barrier for a lot of people. And then, on top of that, to be denied by insurance, oof, that's got a sting.
Yeah, that's a punch in the gut. Unfortunately, though, it's not all that uncommon. Insurance coverage for hearing aids it's all over the map.
It's a nightmare, honestly.
It really can be. A lot of plans, they consider mild to moderate hearing loss, like a quality of life issue, you know, rather than a medical necessity.
So you're kind of stuck in this weird in-between place. It's like, you need help, but it's not bad enough for them.
Exactly. And that's a big reason why I think these more affordable solutions like Audion Atom are so appealing to people. It's like, okay, maybe it's not perfect, but at least it's something.
Right. And I think, too, for a lot of folks, when you think about the traditional hearing aid route,
yeah,
it's not just a one-time purchase, right?
Yeah.
It's the batteries, the replacement.
The adjustments. Oh, my gosh.
It all adds up. So to have an option that seems to kind of sidestep those costs, at least on the surface, it's got to be tempting,
oh,
right?
For sure. And that's where things get really interesting.
Right, because Audion Atom's marketing is like world's smallest, most affordable, and all these glowing testimonials. But do those claims hold up under scrutiny? I mean, how much is marketing hype versus actual technological advancement here?
Okay, yeah, those are the million-dollar questions, right? And that's what we really need to unpack.
So we're diving into the tech behind Audion Atom. You were saying earlier how technology has really changed the game when it comes to hearing aids.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you remember those old hearing aids, right?
Yeah.
Big and bulky.
Yeah, like something your grandpa would wear.
Exactly. But now, the tech is so much more advanced, so much smaller. Audion Atom, they're riding that wave for sure with their whole world's smallest thing. But what they're really talking about is something called a receiver in canal design.
Receiver in canal. Okay,
yeah.
So not just small, but like a specific kind of small.
Right. So instead of having all the parts crammed together in one big unit, they put the actual speaker, the receiver, directly into your ear canal.
Ah, okay. So the part that makes the sound goes way in.
Yeah, exactly. And that lets them make the outer part, the part that people actually see, much, much smaller.
Makes sense. So it's more discreet, but I'm guessing it also helps keep the price down.
Bingo. Smaller parts, simpler design, it all adds up. Plus, they're cutting out all those extra costs you get with traditional hearing aids, like going to an audiologist and getting fitted.
Right, the whole cut out the middleman approach.
Exactly. You just order online, they ship it straight to you. No clinic visits, no adjustments at least. That's the idea.
Okay, so you can see the appeal. But then you've got all these glowing user reviews, like people saying Audion Atom is better than hearing aids that cost thousands more. Do those claims actually hold up, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. Those testimonials, they can be really persuasive, right? Especially when you hear about people getting such amazing results, like hearing their loved ones clearly again. But we have to remember that everyone's hearing loss is different.
So what works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly. It's like you wouldn't expect the same pair of glasses to work for everyone, right? Hearing loss is just as unique as vision problems. And that's where professional fitting, which Audion Atom doesn't offer, can be so important.
So someone with more severe hearing loss, or maybe just a different ear shape, they might not have the same experience as someone with a more straightforward case.
Precisely. And unfortunately, There's not a lot of solid research on Audie and Adam specifically. Most of what we have to go on is what the company itself puts out.
Right, marketing materials, those testimonials.
Exactly. It's not to say they're being dishonest, but it's definitely something to be aware of.
So we've covered a lot about Audie and Adam. Big question is, where does this leave us?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Audie and Adam has definitely tapped into something. There's a huge need for more affordable hearing solutions.
Especially for folks who are maybe on the fence about traditional hearing aids, right?
Exactly. People like Evelyn who need help, but maybe aren't ready to shell out thousands of dollars or deal with the hassle.
But as with anything, it's about going in with a clear head and realistic expectations.
Couldn't agree more.
So not just jumping on the new tech bandwagon, but really taking a moment to consider your own individual needs.
Yes. And you know what? That journey, no matter what hearing aid you're thinking about, it should always start with a good old-fashioned hearing test.
With a professional, right.
Yeah.
Not just one of those online things.
Exactly. A qualified audiologist, they can look at your ears, they can understand your specific hearing loss, and really help you make the best choice for your situation.
And that's where all this information we've talked about today, it comes in handy.
Oh, for sure.
Because you can walk into that appointment armed with questions. You can talk to them about Audie and Adam specifically. You can compare it to other options. You can be an informed consumer.
Be your own advocate. It's your hearing after all, right?
Absolutely. It's so important. You know, one thing this whole conversation has really highlighted for me is how much the hearing aid landscape is changing. Technology is getting smaller. It's getting more affordable. And it's really opening up options for people. What's exciting is who knows what's next, right? What other cool innovations are just around the corner? And how is that going to impact the way we think about hearing health in the future? It's a really interesting time to be thinking about all of this. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive on Audie and Adam. We hope this information has been helpful, that it's given you some things to think about, and most importantly, that it helps you take that next step on your own hearing journey. Thanks for listening.